540 WAUK, Milwaukee's real news and great conversation. And now, on your FM dial at 100.3, here's your daily news roundup.
With local news on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. It's been 3 months since the floods tore through southeastern Wisconsin, and today is the last day to get federal help. FEMA's deadline to apply for disaster assistance ends tonight. The agency says they've distributed $171 million to nearly 34,000 people across the state. Anyone still recovering can apply online, over the phone, or in person at Milwaukee's Disaster Relief Center. FEMA is asking applicants to have personal details and bank information ready to speed up the process. Cudahy drivers could soon be paying a little more to keep their wheels turning. The Common Council there is considering a new $50 annual wheel tax. That would be on top of Milwaukee County's $30 fee. If it passes, Cudahy would tie Eau Claire for the highest wheel tax in the state. City leaders say the money could bring in about $600,000 a year and help avoid cuts to police and public works. There is an effort in Madison to create a state law that would require a referendum vote before wheel taxes can be implemented. It's all news all morning from 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. A Waukesha man who killed his girlfriend 3 years ago will spend the rest of his life behind bars. A judge sentenced Matthew Paul yesterday for the 2022 murder of Stephanie Pavlins. Detectives say surveillance video and cell phone data helped track him down after her body was found in Delafield. If you rely on Milwaukee's city-run sexual health clinic, you'll need to find another spot for now. The STI clinic at the Keenan Health Center is temporarily closing because of a staffing shortage. City health officials say they're hiring more nurses and plan to reopen soon. Other local clinics are available for testing and treatment while the city's clinic is closed. Several people are in custody after officers found them inside of a vacant hotel. Authorities were called to the now-closed Radisson in Wauwatosa early yesterday. Those taken into custody include 4 adults and 3 children, some of whom were reportedly wearing furry costumes. The adults were cited for trespassing, but authorities have not released any other details. And Brewers backers looking for a bargain should open up their calendars. The team's annual clubhouse sale is coming back to American Family Field with dates announced this week. The sale at the ballpark will run December 5th through the 7th, offering up to 80% off of stuff in the team's store. Doors open to the public at 8 a.m. each day. Suite holders and season ticket members get early shopping access. And that's the local update. It's all news all morning, 6 to 9 on 540 WAUK on 100.3 FM. News anytime at WAUKradio.com. I'm Stuart J. Waddles.
Murph does it again. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports, baseball. The Brewers' Pat Murphy named National League Manager of the Year for a second year in a row.
Well, I think it's a statement for the Milwaukee Brewers, from ownership to the Ivory Tower to our coaching staff. You know, it's an organizational award, and I'm very pleased to be part of this organization.
He's only the fourth manager to ever win in back-to-back seasons. Bucks basketball tonight. They're in Charlotte to take on the Hornets. College hoops. Wisconsin with a win over Ball State, 86-55. NFL, the Packers back at work after losing to the Eagles. Center Elgton Jenkins now on injured reserve after suffering a fractured fibula Monday night. Last week, it was Tucker Kraft and the ACL. Could these injuries become an issue?
I mean, we're not going to let it. I think the frustration is just that we haven't figured it out yet. We definitely come into every game with the confidence. We just got to find a way to execute as well.
That's Packers wide receiver Christian Watson with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly sunny and a little breezy, especially this morning. Our high today right around 50. The wind west gusting to 30 this morning. It'll back off later this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy, 33. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a high of 52. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Right now, it's 39.
That's your Milwaukee News Roundup from WAUK. Find more news anytime at waukradio.com/news. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts.